From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Shareholders are demanding more dividends and companies are obliging them. Next.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Corporate America has rarely been in such a generous mood. The Wall Street Journal says big companies are handing more of their profits in the form of dividends to shareholders than at any time since the financial crisis. Why is this happening? Let's talk about it with Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Bird in London. First, Mike, shareholders have been demanding more dividends from companies. Why?
One of the big reasons that shareholders are looking for more dividends is simply that if they're broad investors, they can't find the dividends in other parts of the market anymore. They can't find the yield income, the bond market, notoriously low yields on government bonds and even corporate bonds at the moment. And simply, a lot of investors are looking for assets that will provide them with that reliable annual or quarterly income. And a lot of them see dividends as a good method of getting that.
Hasn't there been a shift over the past few decades in this, Mike? Didn't investors used to buy bonds for the payouts?
Oh, they did, absolutely. Up until very recently, in fact, it was a completely normal thing, especially for very long-term investors. If you were a pension fund or insurer particularly, that your portfolio might be made up entirely of relatively long-term bonds, a lot of which will be issued by governments. And you invested in equities because you had some view of their valuation. You thought that the capital value of the asset might appreciate rather than the dividend itself. And before the financial crisis, not actually that many American companies issued dividends, certainly in comparison to continental Europe.
FactSet has statistics about payouts at S&P 500 companies over the past year. What do they reveal?
Well, over the last year, S&P 500 companies have paid out about very nearly 38% of their earnings in dividends. So it's money going straight back to shareholders in those payouts. Now, that's high for the S&P 500. It's very nearly the highest level, certainly in recent decades. In 2009, the payout ratio reached that sort of level. But that was really because earnings collapsed in 2009. There was a pretty sharp recession. In this case, it's not down to an earnings collapse. It's really that the companies feel heavily pressured to pay out to investors who are demanding this yield, this dividend income.
And in the second quarter, 44 S&P 500 companies paid an annual dividend that topped their latest 12 months of net income.
Yeah, I think that shows just how much pressure there is there. So you've seen this in the UK and Europe as well. Some of these companies will be oil companies. They've lost money because low oil prices have reduced their earnings. But they may have promised years ago to increase their dividends year on year. A lot of companies do this to try and keep hold of investors, to keep them interested in their stock. And clearly, they feel a huge amount of pressure to keep doing this. They're digging into retained earnings to pay off investors, even when they're not actually making enough money to cover those payouts.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that puts a lot of pressure on companies to beef up their bottom lines.
Absolutely.
Won't they get some sort of relief because energy prices have been rising?
Sure. Yeah, they should get some relief. I mean, I think with most investors know that, for obvious reasons, a company can't continue doing that forever. There are some good reasons if a company has, for example, made large investments recently, that its earnings might be a little bit depressed and it might be normal for a brief period to pay over 100%. But it would be a real warning sign if a company was repeatedly paying more than 100% of its earnings out in dividends. It's a really bad sign for the company's long-term future because, of course, it means those earnings aren't reinvested in anything productive either.
Right. Haven't dividend-paying companies been among the best stock performers lately?
They have for the past several years. You'd have been much better. There's an index called the Dividend Aristocrats, which includes 50 stocks which have paid dividends for the last 25 years running. You'd have been much better off in about March 2009 when stocks bottomed out. You would have been much better off buying the Dividend Aristocrat stocks than the broad S&P 500. Yeah.
Which companies have really boosted their payouts over the past 12 months? It's not just telecom, utilities, and real estate investment trusts anymore, is it?
No, it's not. You've seen quite a number. Mattel, the toy maker, Kraft Heinz, Kellogg, Pfizer. These are some of the sort of household names that you might not expect to be paying large dividends. There's another case, for example, Apple, pretty well-known company, obviously, pays the largest dividend on the S&P 500 just by the total size of it. Apple didn't even start paying a dividend until 2012, so you can see how recent that was. They paid one in the 1990s. It stopped in 1995, and then they restarted to accommodate that investor demand for payouts.
Mike Bird of the Wall Street Journal in London, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
All right, bye-bye.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.